This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Environmentalists continue to fight oil drilling in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, despite a vote in the Senate last week to allow it. The U.S. Geological Survey estimates approximately 10.4 billion barrels of oil could be recovered from the area. But how can they tell? That's a good question for our Slate Explainer feature, and here with the answer is Slate's Daniel Engber.
The answer is, they don't know for sure until the pumps finish pumping. But by using geological information about the area and what they've learned from drilling elsewhere, geologists can make an educated guess. To estimate how much oil exists in a place like Anwar, geologists use a variety of data, including radio waves sent from planes and seismic waves sent from vibrating trucks. These days, the data are used to produce a three-dimensional map of the underground terrain. Some geologists use stereo projectors and 3D glasses to inspect the graphs. Others wear virtual reality helmets. But the only seismic data available for Anwar was collected in the 1980s and can only be examined in two dimensions, making interpretation more difficult. The computer simulation of oil reserves in the wildlife refuge is based on the available data and some guesswork. Geologists have run the simulation 10,000 times. Usually the numbers come back somewhere between 6 billion and 16 billion barrels of oil. The average value from all the simulations together was the 10.4 billion barrels reported in the press.
That explainer from Slate's Daniel Engber. Thank you, Daniel.